Is that our link? I'm familiar, so I figured it must be an outsider. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Well, no, not the one we're tonight. So we're going to have more changes to this small cell tower?
Sounds like the feds are going to decide what we're doing.
But they're not going to have anything in time for us to just wait. I think we need to get ours in place. Let them to go.
Yeah, it sounds like the feds are writing them a blank check back.
Sounds like it.
Almost, yeah.
Wow.
And they know best.
Right.
Yeah. 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 And I think the funny thing is, I told the neighbors, hey, now the storm's going to go.
He was
touches on the ball.
That sort of thing. So,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the November 17th meeting of Orrville City Council. It's September. Sometimes my calendar gets different than the rest of the
winter time yet.
Okay. Would you please stand? Dear Lord, thank you for the city that we live in. Thank you for the great country that we are part of. And please guide us this evening that we would do things that would be pleasing to you. Make sure that we're all thankful for the things that we have, because those things have come from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have roll call, please.
Shoup.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asperis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asperis Sr.
Here.
Quarkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our meeting from September 4th. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move we approve them as posted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asperis Jr.?
Abstain.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asperis Sr.?
Yes.
Quarkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one item that's more of a heads up. I did have some communication with Director Strimlin. She's off this evening, but her and her team are preparing the 2019 temporary appropriations, and so she will be announcing that calendar, I believe, sometime in October, and that temporary appropriations will go through the standard three readings. So we need to get that done before the year is out, but as I said, Ms. Strimlin will be making that announcement sometime the next council meeting or two. And that's all I have this evening, Mr. President.
Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Quarkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety. Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No Parks and Recreation report tonight.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shute.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report. I will just mention we're still ongoing with the construction on the streets and the repairs. The downtown area seemed to be pretty much wrapped up other than the sidewalk approaches. We're milling on South Main Street already and fixing some of the base. And I'll leave the rest of the details up to Mr. Wheeler. All right? Thank you.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning has no report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met, and we have no report.
Thank you. No special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to encourage all of our folks in town to just be a little extra cautious around all the construction zones. As Councilman Shute mentioned, there's a lot of projects going on right now. And we still have the Dominion project on Smucker Street that hasn't actually started yet, even though they appear to be ready to start. And also Director Brettinger's waterline project, which should be starting sometime here soon, too. So that'll be on High Street. So please be patient. We did not plan to have all these going on at the same time, but winter or summer schedules. Because of the wet spring we had and some of the contractors that were behind had to bump things to different times. So we'll deal with it, and hopefully we'll all be happy when they're done. That's
Thank
all
you.
I have.
Our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Shute mentioned, the projects are continuing. We are making good progress. The weather did kind of slow us down today, but all things considered, the weather's really held up well for us over the last a month or so. The Main Street work continues. The ADA ramp is all that's left to do downtown. South Main base repair also continues. They're currently in the northbound lane, and we'll continue on that lane until they have it completed, then install the aggregate base, and then they'll move over to the next lane and do the same. East Chestnut, East Paradise, and South Walnut, which are OPWC streets for this year. The grinding starts tomorrow. There will be flaggers on site to assist with traffic. The bike trail work is ongoing, just to continue to build up the base for that project as well so that they can begin the asphalt paving. The Oroville Community Residential Recycle Day is actually this Saturday, September 22nd. This is behind the Bueller Supermarket, and they will, at this event, they will take all your normal recyclables, but they will also take any appliances, large or small, so long as the Freon has been removed. Batteries, auto, as well as any other batteries you might have. Electronics, including computer towers, monitors, laptops, printers, scanners, etc. Fluorescent bulbs, all of this is at no charge. The one thing there will be a charge for is if you have any paint that you would like to get rid of, it is $1 per can. They're also accepting residential hazardous waste at this event as well, including aerosols, propane tanks, oil-based paint, pesticides, automotive fluids, etc. So good opportunity to kind of get your garage cleaned out, and that is for residential folks only, not for local businesses or industries.
Question, Mr. President.
Mr.
Wheeler, did you have a time on that recycle thing?
When I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. It's this Saturday, September 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
10 to 3 p.m.?
10 to 3, yep.
Mr. Corkman.
That included cathode ray TVs.
It does not include televisions. Sorry.
Nice try.
It looks like a refrigerator.
It's as heavy as a refrigerator.
Yeah. I thought he was going to ask if they included vacuum tubes.
Anything else, Mr. Wheeler?
That is all for
That's
for
it?
Tonight, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Move to our utilities director, Mr. Brettinger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just had one update, just a reminder that Orville customers that are part of the natural gas aggregation program, that program is still in an open enrollment period. You can sign up now between this current date through the end of next month. And you can also visit the Public Utilities website for some other choices. Received this mailer that a lot of residents may have in the mail. Received a lot of calls on it from Ohio Natural Gas. They are a certified natural gas supplier. They actually do have rates lower than the city's aggregation program. So, you know, these flyers will be coming out as a natural recourse of the open enrollment period. If you have any questions whether or not they're a certified supplier or not, you can also go to the Public Utilities website. But most of these are legit coming in. The prices vary because the natural gas market varies on a day-to-day basis. And our prices were set when the group that we pool our gas volumes and purchases with last month. And so go out there and look at those. If you have any questions on the current program or some choices or flyers that you may be receiving in the mail, feel free to give our office a call. That's all I have for tonight. I do have a few comments with the two pieces of legislation under new business tonight. That would conclude my report tonight, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ms. Strimlin is excused this evening, so we will move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbrink.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report this evening. And we also have no old business for this evening, so we'll move straight to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 2518. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Sparris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Sparris Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 2518, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities and or the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts without bidding to replace the common stack for boilers 10 and 11 and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Brenninger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did send out a letter to Council on the 11th of September describing the background behind this legislation. We did do some inspection of this stack earlier in the summer, and based on the report, it was determined that this stack has, due to corrosion over the years, roughly 30 years of in-service, has reached the end of its useful life. So we are needing to plan a scheduled replacement for that. It's under a no jeopardy of collapse. It's just something that we need to address in a reasonably short period of time. I did send some photographs, I believe, on a subsequent email. I did bring some pictures with me. But that's the upper roughly 70-foot section of the round section of that 7-foot diameter stack that we're looking at replacing. It was installed new in 1986 with the electrostatic precipitator when we refurbished the two smaller stoker fire units. We are estimating roughly $350,000 to replace this. I believe that's pretty conservatively on the high side. We will be receiving and going out for informal bids on this, so we will be looking at getting bids back from three or four vendors, and this will be for a removal, demolition, and reinstallation of that stack. Our plan is to bid that work out this fall and then schedule that work in sometime spring when we know we're going to have some downtime on this unit. It's not vital that we approve this legislation tonight. I would like to have this approved sometime, either the second and third reading, which will allow us time to get bids together, receive those bids, and get those on some vendor schedules before the end of this year. We did not have funds budgeted for or appropriated for this work, so we'll take a look and see whether or not, based on when we encumber these funds, whether or not we'll make an adjustment during temporary appropriations under the current 2018 budget or whether or not we'll make some modifications to the 2019 budget. Either way, the funding is not a financial concern for utilities, regardless of what budget of funding it comes from. And with that, I'll answer any questions that council may have on that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Brediger, I appreciate the memo on this, and you did elaborate on there that you will be utilizing the existing emissions monitoring system.
That's correct.
Does it make any sense? I don't know how old the monitoring system is. If it's 1986, does it make sense to upgrade that?
No, that has been replaced already in its lifetime. It was replaced 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, that emission monitoring equipment has been replaced once already.
Okay.
And then we do some refurbishment on it periodically.
Okay. And is there anything that you see in the maybe near future from the EPA side that they might come back 2-3 years later and say we should have upgraded that, or
no, the stack height is what it is. We could always increase the stack height. That would require changing of our permit, though, and we'd rather not open up our permit. If we would change fuels, that stack would be adequate for that, especially if those units by some chance would be converted to natural gas, the stack actually would not have to be as tall as it currently exists today.
Okay.
There may be some other fuels that might push that limit, but I don't foresee those as being anything that we would be looking at in the near future.
So does this shut down any of your operations once this work begins?
Obviously, when the stack is being demolished and before the new one is put up, those two units will be unavailable. We'll schedule that work during the springtime, time when we do not anticipate, mainly from a transmission perspective, having the need to have either one of those two units in service.
So will we have enough with, like, Fremont Energy, hydropower, that we have to go to the market?
Well, it depends what's going on. If, for example, the entire grid would go down during this period, we would be a little light, possibly, depending on the time of the year.
Okay.
So, regardless of where our other energy resources, if we don't have the transmission capability to bring that energy in, assuming there's no grid issues, the balance of that energy would come in like it is today from our other projects and in combination with market purchases.
Yeah. Okay.
So it would be that rare event that
we would have
issues on the grid, and if it would happen during the springtime period, the two larger units would hold up the entire community.
Okay. Slim to none, no chance of that.
I only go up to 99%.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Might it be reasonable to presume that given the load that this stack takes, it might last even longer than the 32 years the old stack lasted?
It is possible, mainly because we're burning a lot less fuel in it, and it's usually the sulfur content in the fuel and the amount of exhaust gases going up through there that, assuming we're operating these limited hours like we're doing now, it should theoretically last longer, but sometimes those out-of-service periods work as much against you as the in-service time. So no real guarantees. We're not upgrading the materials to provide any more corrosion resistance. 30 years out is a long time on those units, and I think we'll be dealing with some other issues before we address the next end of useful life on that stack.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shue.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espera Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espera Jr.?
Yes.
I move resolution 2518 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Ms. Barris Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Barris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 2618, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Barris Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Barris Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 2618, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities and or the Public Utilities Board of Control to bid and enter into a contract for repairs and painting of the West Water Tower and declaring an emergency.
Oh, let's see.
I'll give this one another try, if you wish. Also in the same memo on September 11th, did describe the need for this work. This is to repaint and make some internal repairs to the West Water Tower. This work was a budgeted item. We were originally planning for this work to take place this fall. However, with the pushback of the start of the High Street Water Main project, we are going to defer this work until early spring to not jeopardize any water service in the case we have some issues while that main is being replaced and reinstalled. We're looking at roughly $350,000 to make the repairs to the tank and coat the inside and paint the outside. This is something that we do every roughly 20 years. The tower was last refurbished in 2001. And I guess that's about all that I have for this. Again, we don't have a real sense of urgency to need to pass this tonight. Our plan is, again, to bid this out this fall, try to get on the contractors list for early part of spring of 2019. And just for your information, the South Tower is scheduled to have basically this similar scope of work done next year or in 2020. Central Tower was last kind of refurbished in 2003. So I'll take any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have we looked into contract with the mayor just timing the topping and the spin and you can go around and paint for us?
He's eligible to submit a bid. We are. We will select the best bid.
It won't be.
And experience would be on one of the bidder's qualification requirements. So
seems to fit that bill.
So if he's done it before, we'll give him some consideration. Albeit maybe not that much.
He's been on the water tower before, I believe.
He has been on a water tower before. Not too sure if he's been in that one.
But
I want to do a good job since that one's up in this neighborhood.
Yeah, true.
Right from your house.
Well, what is the duration of painting that tower? A couple weeks?
It'll depend on how much external sandblasting is required, so a lot of that's dependent on the balance of the durability of the coatings that are already there. But that's going to be that may be close to about 4 weeks to have that completely done. We have to completely drain the tower, the inside and the exterior. We have to watch the temperature and make sure we don't have condensation. The coatings that we put on the inside have to be done under a certain environment. It has to be dry, humidity level. We have to be sensitive to temperatures in there. But there's as much work that takes place on the inside as there is on the outside. Now that work can be done concurrently, but these things normally take roughly about a month start to finish. So it'd be a long process, but not too bad. Pretty typical.
Okay. Water service isn't affected in any way.
No, what we will be doing is our water system is separated into three different water districts, and we have the capability of tying those together. So in addition to the two towers, we also have three underground storage tanks there that, you know, provide water in those events.
Questions?
Yes, sir.
Do you think if we approached Titleist and painted it like a golf ball on a tee, they'd kick in some money to help with it?
That's a possibility. Yeah. You want to, got a contact there that we can make?
Maybe we can look into it.
Again, you're going to have to consult with the mayor and see if residents in that area are going to be happy staring at a golf ball for the next 20 years.
Oh, the golfer would like it.
Okay, all right. We'll put something in our views to, what color would you like to paint the color?
Yeah.
The water tower. We'll take that one under advisement, too.
Anyone else have any comments or questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corbin?
Yes.
I move resolution 2618 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Great. That completes our new business. We'll move to the good of the order, and right after good of the order, we're going to need a motion to go into executive session. So, anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight?
The utility board volunteered to paint the first 10 feet of the tower.
Oh, not the top 10 feet?
First 10 feet.
All right.
I move to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters and employee contracts.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Corfin.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes. Okay. There won't be any exhibits that I will repeat.
Can there be?
No.
Introduce your sidekick tonight.
Sorry,
I didn't
ask. You don't have one. So,
gentlemen. Into executive
session. Okay, so.
So then just do your votes down.
To Oak Rivers.
You start voting on.
All right. Okay, thank you.
So, I do want to talk about Jean. So.
Her birthday or something.
I'll leave her door prep.